Hi, welcome back to part two of Religion Matters. That was an instrumental orchestral version of Far Beyond, and it's taken from Liam Lawton's brand new album, Lumina. And he'll probably correct me on the pronunciation, but he joins me on the phone now to do that if necessary. Good morning, Liam.
Hi, Brenda. You can call it whatever you want.
Congratulations on the album. Just
thank you.
Play that track. I must say that's my particular favourite. I'm going to play the Clouds Veil again, I suppose, when we finish the chat. But tell us a little bit about the bringing together of an album like this, because it's very different to anything you've done before.
Well, I tell you, I have to say that I love myself. I love film scores, and I love anything to do with strings and orchestral music. And so I've had a dream for a while that I wanted to take a selection of the best known of my songs. And I don't mean to sound arrogant now when I say that, but songs that, you know, that would be kind of run-of-the-mill, that people would know. They even mightn't even know that I mm-hmm. would have written them.
Yeah.
But songs that were popular. Songs like There Is a Place, or, as I said, The Clouds Veil, or Voice of an Angel, stuff like that. And to give them an orchestral treatment. And so I sat down with Mark Cahill. Mark is the guy who works with me all the time, he's a musical director. And we talked about doing an orchestral collection. And I suppose there are two kind of strands to it. One, I want to do, you know, have the music presented in a new way. But secondly as well, I wanted it as a resource for churches or for hospitals or nursing homes or just ordinary people who like maybe to take a little bit of quiet time or time out just to relax. Listen to nice orchestral music, and so we started on it there last year, and then I discovered there's a lot of music there, so we're hoping to do three volumes of it anyway, and this is the first volume.
Okay, there's 12 tracks on this. Begins with "I Will Be the Vine" and ends with the Clouds Veil, and of course we know the Clouds Veil is probably one of your best known songs. I mean, that's gone more than international at this stage, I would say.
Yeah, and I suppose there's so many different varieties of these songs as well that are out there. But one of the things that we wanted to do was so that it wouldn't all sound the same. And I didn't want it to sound like a kind of a Richard Clyderman album or a Phil Coulter album. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but just that I didn't want to put all the stress on piano. So what I did was I tried to highlight a different instrument and each of the particular songs. It might be piano would be highlighted one, or the oboe in the other, or the harp is in one, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
To make it a little bit more interesting.
What I have noticed about the tracks, I mean, they're not like kind of just a version where you've stripped the lyrics off. There's a beautiful layering of over the original track that obviously was quite a feat for yourself and Mark. You've done a beautiful job on all of the tracks.
Thanks very much. Mark is great as well. And one of the things you want to do, I suppose, was to bring people on a journey themselves. I think as well, as you know yourself, particularly from radio, that music can help us to paint our own pictures or our own images, you know. And so that's hopefully what we did, you know, to colour it along with the various tracks as well, you know. But if anybody likes film scores, it's the kind of thing as well that you might like to listen to.
Yeah, no, we're delighted with it here because I play a lot of Ludovico in Iaudu and
a lot of his.
And we always get a massive reaction when we play his particular track. So I think it's brilliant to have. And there's a beautiful Irish field to this as well.
I actually played, there's one there, Allelu, which I played on myself as well. And it was lovely to play it with the orchestra and that, you know.
Mm. I was reflecting at the start of the show. The thought for today was from myself earlier in the show, and I was saying that sometimes I need lyrics when I'm listening to music. I need lyrics, but there are so many times when I just want music, and I kind of want to know the story of the song and the piece in the background, but I don't want the lyrics distracting me, as you've said. And I think that's where this is going to fit beautifully into people's lives.
Yeah, and hopefully as well that, you know, in the places where there's a lack of a choir, or if there's no musicians, that, you know, instead of going into an empty space, that, you know, to have a piece of music in the background can help as well, you know.
Yeah, and is this potentially something that choirs could use if they don't have an organist or other musicians? Is it possible for them to pick up the new strands to this and to sing along to these?
Yeah, I suppose I'd like to think that it was, wouldn't become just a backing track.
Yeah, that's what I suppose what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't done for that purpose.
Yeah.
And also as well, it's not done exactly as you might. You know, when you're singing liturgical music, most of the time anyway, we sing. You know.
Yeah.
Verse, refrain, verse, refrain.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so some of these pieces don't actually follow that kind of pattern all the way as well, because some of them we had to cut verses, or they might the piece would be too long, etc. You know.
Yeah.
But initially, it wasn't. You know, that's what I said. God, people might think it's a backing track. No, it's not really, because, and also as well, if you listen to it, in a lot of the pieces, the song is built up. It's layered, as you said.
Yes.
It's built up. So it could get very loud as well.
Yeah, but I think it there are plenty of spaces in and times in our liturgy where this belongs.
Yeah. Listen, yeah.
And sometimes, as I said, the silence is with the music is good. So it's out at this stage, and I know it's downloadable and available wherever people can get CDs at this stage, as I was saying earlier.
It's in HLV and it's in Golden Discs.
Yeah.
Tesco, and it's in most of the places.
Yeah,
and thank God we've had a great reaction all over the world, actually, now with downloads. And it's funny, years ago when we were growing up, I qualify that, I should say.
Let me try and remember back that far.
Well, anyway, you had the charts every week.
Yeah.
And you waited.
I remember.
Once a week.
Yeah.
We had Top of the Pops, but you waited. Now the charts are every 3 hours. They change every 3 hours.
Extraordinary.
Around the world to see what, you know, particularly with iTunes, and to see what's current in that. So we've been very lucky. We went in at number 74 on the world charts, then went up to number 57. I'm not too sure who it is at the moment.
That's incredible.
That means that people around the world are actually getting it.
Well, we're running a competition actually to give away a copy of it on our Facebook and Twitter pages, and I've sort of, if people want to get involved, they just need to tweet us with the hashtag and tell us what their favourite Liam Lawton piece of music or song is, and the same on Facebook. So anyone who wants to do that, they have a chance. We'll announce the winner on next week's show, but get over to our social media pages. But even since I've put that up on Facebook and that, I've been getting a huge response to the songs and what the different songs mean to people. And
I must actually read that, because it's nice to know as well.
Yeah, well, we'll keep them all. They're up there on our Facebook page. But so will you move on to the second volume of this, or will you give this sort of a break for the moment? And
we'll do the second volume next year.
Yeah.
I think it just allowed us to breathe a little bit as well.
Yeah.
I also have another project that I'm doing for later on. Before Christmas, so that I'm just going back to doing some writing, some songs, for singing and that, you know. And then maybe this time next year we'll bring out the second volume.
Yeah, and it'll be good to be.
In fact, sorry, what I might do is we might get, maybe with your help as well, maybe we might get some audience participation, see what pieces people would like to see on the second.
Yeah,
you know.
And that's a good response to be able to have when people say, oh, I wanted
absolutely,
you to have
yeah,
this
yeah.
and you didn't put that one on. And if there's two more albums coming, then there's a great opportunity to have a lovely orchestral collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, congratulations on it. It's
Thank you. I mean, like, only for people like yourself, you know, that allow the music to be played and you know, what gets it out there as well. You know,
yeah.
So I'm delighted.
Well, we're going to play The Clouds Veil now, but listen, thanks a million for joining us, because I know you're all busy around the time of an album launch, and best of luck with it. I'm sure it'll keep going higher and higher in the charts. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks a million, and thanks to all your listeners.